God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 5, Day 6. Today is a chance to do things a bit differently. Instead of just reading through the scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us, we are also going to imagine ourselves as part of the story. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. In a moment, we're going to read the verses we've been reflecting on this week. As you listen, close your eyes and imagine yourself as one of the disciples. Where is this conversation taking place? What can you see? What can you feel? What is the mood of the group?
Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
Imagine you are there listening to the conversation. How do you feel about Peter's declaration and Jesus' response to him? What mixture of emotions does it stir in you? Thank you, God, for the deep truths of this story and the emotions that it stirs up in me. I want to feel the way you feel about the church. Use us, your church, to bring your kingdom to earth. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.